This is the Richard Eade Show, the voice of Santa Fe on KTRC, Santa Fe's news talk leader.
Okay, joining us from Las Vegas, New Mexico, the multi-talented, may we introduce, ladies and gentlemen, the genius Jim Turr. How are you, Jim?
Thank you, Richard. I'm fine, and I appreciate you having me on.
Are you going to get any rain up there today?
Not so far. It's very hot today.
How's the lake up there? Pretty low?
Very, very, very low. I've been going in to swim a couple times already, but I better keep at it before it disappears.
Well, that's too bad. It's a beautiful area up there. You know, the drought is going to devastate New Mexico, the trees, the forests, and the grasslands, which you can have in abundance out there near Vegas with all the antelopes running around. All right, so, Jim, there are a million different projects that we could talk about today that you work on in video, and, you know, you write, and you record, and you edit, and you know all kinds of people, and you do interviews and all like that. But you want to talk about something called the 24-Track Chronicles. And you say musicians like Steve Terrell, and saw Steve last night at Smith's, in fact. So tell us about this project.
Well, it's a book project, and it's something that it came about because I was reading a few mystery books to try to get my reading thing back. And, I had the thought that these mystery writers, must be some kind of geniuses because they think up a subject, they think up a story, and they learn all about that subject and then write a story based around that. And I thought, well, I could never do that. I don't have the brain power for that. But what's the one thing, if I were writing a book, what's the one thing I know enough about to write a book?
Okay.
And I realized instantly that's the thing I've spent my life and my fortune at one time doing, and that is recording, trying to record a hit record and learning my way around the recording studio. And, of course, a lot of that was that, hence the name, the 24-Track Chronicles, from 24-Track Tape. And so naturally there are a lot of stories of New Mexico musicians I've worked with in this book, as well as, you know, other people when I lived in L.A. and so on. I lived in L.A. for quite a while.
Right. Did you haunt the studios around there?
Oh, yes. That was my glory days.
Okay. So what years are we talking here? What years?
Well, in L.A., I was there from about 74 to 79, I would say. And I worked with some of the real great studio musicians and a few names that you would recognize, like Slim Pickens, the movie actor. I did an album on him. It was the only album he ever did that was released. And a lot of recordings with myself, Junior Brown, who's now kind of famous.
Was in on
some of those recordings, and other people from around here like Sid Houseman. I was in a band with Sid Houseman and John Graboff, although I think John was earlier when we started that band in San Francisco in 72. That's where I really got started recording. Let's see. I'm looking at my list. I want to look at my list of local musicians, or I mean people we know now around here, in addition to Steve Terrell. And
I played some Michael Hearn yesterday. You ever work with Michael Hearn?
Oh, Michael Hearn and I did something together. Not together. Something I wrote that he recorded, which is a jingle a lot of people know called "Toss No Moss," which has been going on and on for about 30 years.
Counting back.
Yeah, and now they've re-released. They did a new version of it, a sort of a hip hop version of it.
Oh.
And I in response did a updated Jim Turr sort of snarly version of it, an update 30 years later.
You're gonna get royalties from that?
Recently. No, I didn't get royalties from either one of them.
Yeah.
I think I did it for an agency which was contracted to the Department of Transportation.
Okay.
But I sure get a lot of recognition for it, and especially when I wear my Toss No Moss T-shirt, which is not yet worn out.
All right. So the book is about your interaction. Well, you were inside. I mean, you were not on the outside writing about, talking about, taking photographs, doing interviews. You were on the inside of the recording industry, correct?
Well, I was spending my money in recording studios. Yeah, I subtitle this book an innocent in search of recording studio gold. And that was kind of it for many years. I was writing, you know, some things that we recorded, I wrote, most of them. Some things, I didn't write, but, the whole game of getting to know your way around a studio and what's involved in setting up a session and getting the best musicians and so on. I started in Albuquerque after I was in that band in San Francisco. I came back to New Mexico for a few years, and I did a lot of work with a guy that I think a lot of people would recognize, John Wagner in Albuquerque. John recorded just about everybody, and I took a lot of people in there. David Borrego and his band from Borrego's Guitars. He's a great character and a great musician. The Last Mile Ramblers. Were you around, Richard, when they were around? I don't know how long.
I'm not familiar with them. Who are they?
Well, they were a band that played out on, you know, around Cerrillos and Santa Fe and all around.
Mine Shaft?
Real traditional kind of, yeah, probably. Country and bluegrass band, and that's where I met Junior Brown. He was then J.B. Brown. He was the hot guitarist in that band. They were a very popular band, and he later, of course, went on to his solo career. He's really pretty famous nowadays, but he was always a hot guitarist. He's the guy with the, you know him, he's the guy with the twin...
Yeah.
Twin Neck Steel.
Yeah.
And then he played on some stuff I did in L.A., and we did something in Austin another time I caught him down there. But, you know, Mark Clark, one of the best sessions I ever did, really, was in Santa Fe with a guy named, I mean, live sessions, was at a studio of a guy named Bill Boaz, and I got in Michael Hearn. Yeah, now that you mentioned, I did work with Michael Hearn that day. Steve Hill on bass and Mark Clark on drums, and we got some beautiful background tracks for this odd album I was doing called Chicken Stock, a Jewish version of Woodstock.
I mean, that is, you were reading mysteries and all that, you're writing music and all that, but honestly, Jim, I mean, your true love is doing parody kind of things, right? Is doing humorous, you know, pinning humorous songs and parodies and jingles and things like that.
Well, I do enjoy that, and especially when I get paid for them.
Well, that's true.
But, my golden ring, my big hope is still to write the country song that I can sell to you get cut by a, you know, a happening country artist.
Right.
And that's what I work the most on and try to perfect my craft at still.
So,
I've never been in Nashville where I could really promote that properly, unfortunately.
So a really serious top five, just, you know, platinum record country tune. That's what you're shooting for.
Yeah. And you know, sung by somebody. I don't shortchange my own singing, but I'm talking about a song that I can get cut by an existing artist, you know.
Right. All right.
And,
well, I wish you
so
the best. I wish you the best. You know, you have the, you know,
I appreciate
you,
that.
You can have the Cadillac, and you can have the cool jackets and the you know, the best cowboy hat in Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Yeah. I can pay the rent and all of those little perks like that.
Make your internet work.
Yeah.
So is 24 Track Chronicles, is it available anywhere?
Yeah, it's available online. The website for it is 24 Track, that's the number, 24trackchronicles.com. And one thing I did with that website, I linked a lot of the stories and a lot of the songs I mentioned in the book. I link them to the website. I mean, I mentioned that they're on the website. And then so on the website, I've got, I think, about 60 videos that relate to the songs and stories that I tell in the book. And the people who have told me that they've really perused that have had a great time with it. And, of course, a lot of that is New Mexico artists. One we didn't mention was Don Armstrong. Were you around when Don was around?
I was not.
Oh, he's one of the really most talented people that was ever around. And Busy McCarroll and her group out there at Kluget Sound. I did some really, really great productions with them out there, jingles and so on. So there are a lot of stories about people we know around here and others in L.A. and a little bit in San Francisco and so on. Bo Diddley, who I ran into out there, although he was from New Mexico all those years, you know. I never met him around Santa Fe.
All right. One of the conversations we've had with you in the last couple of years, Jim, I don't know if you've recovered from this or not. You were in Hawaii. Tell us real quickly what happened when you were in Hawaii.
Oh, I didn't know we had talked about that. I was just telling somebody about this the other day. Well, my best friend lives in Hawaii, and I go out and visit them now and then. And one time, I think it was the last time I was in Hawaii, we were these three of us, good friends from college, were sitting around getting going in the morning, and we get this notice on our phones from the Hawaii emergency line that we're under nuclear attack and that this is not a drill. And, you know, it's quite a profound moment when you think that's about to happen. And my only thought was, well, I hope my family knows I appreciate them. And, number two, I hope it's quick, you know, under attack. I hope it just takes a second.
But it was plausible because that, you know, we're really having, you know, all this tension around North Korea and the little dwarf and President Trump, and they're going to launch and they're testing all this other stuff. And then all of a sudden you guys get this message. Well, it's on, and this is not a test.
Yeah, correct. And it was, I don't remember how long later, 15, 20 minutes later, we got the message that it was a mistake, you know.
Yeah. All right. Writing parodies about, COVID. Very bad taste.
Oh, come on now. You got to write parodies about what's happening. I must admit I wrote a few good ones about COVID. One of my favorite things I ever did was called, I think it was called The Mother of All. You can find it on YouTube. The Mother of All COVID Songs, Jim Tur. I talk about bathing in alcohol, and I even have a video clip of bathing in alcohol. Because I kind of stocked up on alcohol. Are you there, Richard?
Rubbing alcohol or tequila?
Yeah, rubbing alcohol, yeah.
Okay. You didn't drink any bleach, did you?
No. I was pretty healthy during this whole thing.
Okay, good.
And, you know, by the way, you know this little factoid that there was very little flu during this whole COVID thing when everybody was wearing masks they do in Asia anyway.
That's right.
You know?
And
big project, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was going to say my other big dream besides writing the country hit for some artist is having the hit movie. And after contemplating it, thinking about it hard for about a year and a half, I finally came up with a plot the other day that I'm excited to go with and flesh out. And
Pitch it in 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I was going to say it's... It addresses our big problem, which is what I've been focusing on. Our big problem, of course, is that about 30 or 40% of our population is delusional and believes in Trump and QAnon.
Lizards.
And I thought of a movie that kind of addresses that in an amusing way. And the next step, of course, is to find the funding. But that's always the next step, right?
Yeah, it's always the first step and the second step and the third step.
It's called I Knew Q.
There you go. You are Q. Yeah. You could be Q.
Maybe I am.
Q.
I don't know.
Maybe you are. All right.
Well, that's
people find
that's
Jim Tur.
The idea of the movie.
People want to record your song or have you make a movie. How do they find you?
Well, on every website that I have a contact for myself, including jimtur.com. There's always a contact link for me.
You're on social media?
Pardon?
Are you on social media?
Oh, am I ever, Richard? You know I spend my whole life on Facebook, yeah.
Okay, people can find Jim Tur, T-E-R-R, Jim Tur. He's nuts, but he's a good guy. He's very creative. And he lives in Las Vegas, New Mexico, which is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful town. Jim, stay well, all right?
It is. Thanks for saying so. You too, Richard.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
This is Junior Brown, by the way. My wife thinks you're dead.
Some trouble since we went our separate ways. We'll have to say hello maybe some other time instead. Cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead.
Be right back.
Somebody spread the rumor that you had lost your life.
We'll be coming right back to the Richard Eade Show, the voice of Santa Fe, here on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader.